Hey everyone, welcome to Best of Five, weekly fighting game talk show, where we discuss news, tournament happenings, DLCs, costumes, and all kinds of other fun stuff. But, and we do recaps of the action from the weekend. But this week we are, in fact, going to start the show by talking a little bit about what happened at that Madden tournament.
And then we'll go into
our regular scheduled show. Now, I'm not going to lie, guys. I know in the chat I told you guys, like, what the fuck are we going to add to this discussion? That isn't just more noise and opinions and so on. Even though it wasn't a fighting game tournament, it is an esports tournament, and it does tangentially. I mean, it just feels like it hit close to home to a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, my parents called me right after, and they were like, "That looks like what you do," but and I was like, "Yeah."
It's almost identical, right? Certainly. I'm sure that Steve and John have something to add here, but if there's one thing we can all agree upon is that it's extremely tragic. It's extremely sad. That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you add to this? Shit sucks. We're not going to have a debate here on gun control or gun rights or should you or shouldn't you have a gun. Or, hey, if this guy had mental health issues, why did he even have a gun? What the fuck are we going to add to that conversation? The only thing I can think of to say, and I'm not even sure that it's necessarily appropriate, is, you know, let's be better to each other. What the fuck do you say? Steve and John, Ace King Offsuit and Velociraptor, are on the line here, as they always are, joining us. What do you want to say, Steve? I know you definitely want to talk about it.
I mean, this is something that's just terrible. This is a venue in Jacksonville, the GLHF bar, that has hosted FGC events.
That's a good point.
So this is something that can happen, unfortunately, at any time. And it's scary to think about that. It sucks. It fucking sucks to think that way. But it's the reality of our life right now. You know, and we can talk about how we can prevent it. What should we do as a country, as a society? There are people who are much more qualified than I am who don't have the answers to that. What I can say is that our thoughts are definitely with Eli Clinton and Taylor Robertson and their families as they go through something that no one should have to go through. No one should have to see life end so early in a place where they're there to have fun, to compete, to do what they love to do. And for it to end in that way is just horrific.
I mean, one more thing that I want to add is I saw people like making memes and jokes about it immediately. Like, for fuck's sake.
Welcome to the internet.
Exactly right. But we did see people at Evo, I think, and a couple other events, like, make threats.
Yeah, it lends a lot of credence to the possibility of all of that.
It certainly makes it scarier, credence. Yeah. But if you're that asshole that's think that it's funny to troll and say shit like that, grow the fuck up. I don't want to leave the topic if there's something you want to add, John, or if you, Mike, but there is something else I wanted to say that I saw this morning that I think we could maybe think about as we wrap up this topic.
I just wanted to, first of all, I couldn't say it better than what Steve just said to the effect of, like, you can't understate how tragic and painful this is for certain people that were directly involved. And then that echoes out further and further, even into, you know, obviously the fighting game community, where we're not feeling it like the families of those people, of the victims that are feeling it, but it still affects us. And there is a lot of talk right now about the security at tournaments, and more specifically, what I want to focus on really briefly is fear of going to events, as though this were likely happening. And I've seen a couple of like tweets and stuff. I think Justin Wong, for instance, says, you know, I'm afraid to go to events right now. At the idea of this kind of a thing happening at an FGC event. And while, of course, an immediate emotional reaction will prompt that, and that makes total sense, I don't want this to come off as something that would likely happen at a gamer-related event, because as if video game players were more prompted to do this. I mean, this has happened at a horrible, at multiple different venues, you know, from concerts to movie theaters to all over the place. And I don't think that the takeaway from this is that gaming events are especially dangerous to go to. Now, I do think that, as we've seen, a lot of TOs talking about beefing up security is just fine, and I welcome that. But I personally think that this was, as tragic and unfortunate of an instance as it was, that it's not going to be something that's commonplace, and that we should not act as though this is something that's going to happen on the regular, and more specifically, we shouldn't be afraid that it's going to happen on the regular. Again, I'm all for beefing up security. I don't mind adding an extra few dollars onto the event's price tags in order to make sure that that happens. I don't have a problem with someone looking through my stick bag when I enter a venue. All of that stuff is fine and good, and it'll make us feel more secure on the whole. But I guess my central message is, don't stop going to events. Don't let this make you afraid, and don't let this do anything to stereotype or identify as a whole the gaming community. It sucks that it happened. It happened to occur at a gaming event, but this is by no means the norm. And let's not let our immediate emotional reactions say otherwise.
It did for a moment occur to me, it's like, man, there's like so many pop-offs and like heated moments and shit talking in the FGC. Like, to a moment, like I felt like, why hasn't this happened yet, right? But that's like maybe the fear of the moment creeping in. It did occur to me that the way that shit gets handled is, yo, let me get that rum back or salty sweet or something like that. And certainly, I'm not trying to sound like I'm preaching here, but if you're having frustrations or you want your fucking revenge, take it out in the game.
And on the contrary, if you notice someone taking things too seriously, too far, it's worth, you know, looking a little further into at this point, possibly reporting to your DO, possibly saying, you know, what's going on, because not that that might have changed anything in this situation, but
it certainly sounds like this guy, you know, had his issues. But anyway, extremely tragic. The one thing I wanted to go ahead.
I just wanted to, because John touched on tournament security, and I know we were going to talk about that a little bit.
I wasn't going to jump that topic. That's next. Oh. Do you mind if I just say one last thing, and then we can go to that?
Go for it.
And then we'll bring it back to FGC and what we're doing here. Absolutely. Listening to, I think it was like Good Morning America, one of these morning shows, there was like, the reporter comes on, he's like, have you heard about esports? There's a ton of money in this scene, and it's high stakes and a lot of pressure. And these gamers are sometimes 10 hours playing isolated in their room training. And the CDC has just diagnosed gamer addiction as a real thing and yada, yada. I'm like, seriously? So esports caused this guy to snap type of thing?
And one of them was like, can you believe they're hosting another esports tournament right after this? And
I was, that shit's going to happen, right? You're going to get reports like that. And the only thing I want to say about that is we need to be better, right? We need to show, it's like, wait a second, these are like people going to like a bowling game or like with any kind of other tournament or any kind of other gathering of like-minded people that are interested in competing. We need to buck that impression that the mainstream media is putting out there, to use that term. So... Mm-hmm. To that end, there is a lot of TOs have been speaking up about what they're doing. I saw even Mr. Wizard. Maybe people were complaining that there wasn't enough security at Evo, especially as you were walking in. They were just checking your badge. Mr. Wizard made a tweet implying that they had a ton of undercover cops. No way, real way to prove that, except you see the receipts. But it's good to know that they took that measure. But, Steve, if you would now, tell us what we got.
Well, after this happened, several TOs went to Twitter and talked about security measures they have taken, security measures they will take in the future, and we have a few of those. The Wizard tweet you were talking about, let me pull it back up here. Wizard said that while Evo doesn't comment on security procedures for obvious reasons, it's very clear that we need to be more proactive for 2019 and beyond. The amount of undercover law enforcement at Evo was unprecedented, and we will be installing metal detectors for all days next year. Some others, TOs came on. Kumite, organizers of Kumite in Tennessee, Kumite in Texas, said thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of the Jacksonville shooting today. We will increase our security at KIT 2019 and institute a bag search policy. Safety is our first concern, and occurrences like this must be prevented. And then we had Jimmy Nguyen, who works with Level Up, one of the main guys, along with Alex Baye, said that at SCR we will be instructing security to conduct thorough searches of joysticks, bags of all kinds, baggy clothing, and we'll use walkthrough and handheld metal detectors. This includes attendees, players, and staff. It is suggested to bring the bare minimums to the event. And my thought going through all of this is, yes, this is good, you know. There was an article a couple weeks ago about someone who attended Evo from Twin Galaxies and talking about how easy it was to get into places they weren't supposed to be. So addressing that is great to see. My concern is, if you're an Evo, if you're an SCR, if you're a combo breaker, if you're a bigger event, you're more likely to be able to afford this. What do you do if you're a monthly?
Yeah, this was local. Yeah, right.
Yeah, this relatively speaking. So, how do those small and mid-level tournaments shoulder this burden of expectations now in terms of security?
And the answer, as far as I can see, is, I mean, they're not going to be able to. And that's why I'm telling people, you need to not take this as a general rule or as a likelihood. It was a freak occurrence among all of the fighting game events that have ever happened. You know, it happened for sure, but I mean, this wasn't even a fighting game event. It was just a gaming event, a Madden event. And so to live your life to look at the situation as it's the norm, I mean, it's going to keep you indoors. It's going to keep you home. It's like, don't fall into that. It happened. It can happen, but it's not likely. You know, this stuff, unfortunately, happens every single day. There's like somewhere around 98 gun-related deaths in America every day. You know, we don't hear about them all, and a lot of them are suicide, but the fact that it happens every day, this is not away from the norm. And so don't take this just because it's highlighted and that we're hearing about it right now as something that you need. It's no different than it was the day before the shooting happened, you know? The events that can't afford to have security, it's like I personally am not gonna not go to an event because of this, out of fear. And I would again urge people to do the same. And if you do have the money for it, if you're CEO, Combo Breaker, Evo, SCR, whatever, great, we'll take it. But yeah,
you know, I did hear in a report people have been talking about the guy. And they're like, he never wanted to be part of the group. Every time we try to talk to him, even like people that were doing media around it, like YouTube channels and such, saying that they would try to interview him, he would never want to do interviews, all that kind of shit. I'm not saying that everybody who's a recluse or is quiet is, you know, be careful for the quiet ones, but, you know, keep your eyes out. And as you said earlier, speak up, right? All right, final thoughts, guys, we're good. You want to move on to the recap?
Yeah, let's talk about dumb, stupid stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about some fighting games. But again, condolences to the families and to the community. All right, recap, guys. Let's hit it.
It was
Pokken. We're starting with Pokken?
We're starting with Pokken because it wasn't just any Pokken event. It was the Pokemon Tournament World Finals at the Pokemon World Finals.
Oh, that's
cool. It was a busy weekend for World Championships. Notable win for Thanks to a Lot, which is pretty good name, you gotta say.
Yeah, that's pretty
taking
good.
It
no more, better than Lollipop Cat Fairy.
That's there's a line of cool. I think Lollipop Cat Fairy might have gone beyond that line.
I don't know.
That's an extra USA. To USA.
Yeah, but yeah, USA. Looking back at all the
we're the best
Pokken events, all of the Pokken events, the Evos, and the previous Pokken World Championships. This is the first time that Japan didn't win. So, thanks a lot representing for the Stars and Stripes. Congratulations to him.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
We also saw the finals of the Neo Geo World Tour. this past weekend. Couple of events, or a couple of games that were part of it, King of Fighters 98 and King of Fighters 14. I cannot talk today. Xiaohai taking it over Hop 1802 in the grand finals to take the KOF 98 title. And in 14, it was M-Dash taking it over ZJZ. If you look at the top four of that game, top four, different order, but the same players as the top four of EVO Japan. So quality all around. And they are looking to start up another season very soon. So be on the lookout for that. Let's take it over to some tours we regularly cover. The Tekken World Tour stopped at Celtic Throwdown, one of the final events of Season 1 before that patch drops. And it was actually a bit of a surprise if you're looking at this season. Super Akuma taking it over Tishumon. Tishumon had been undefeated at Challenger events, you know, just beating everybody. And he entered Grand Finals from the winner's side. But Super Akuma has kind of had his number as of late and took both sets 3-1 to take the win. So congratulations to him. In terms of qualifying, though, Asim finishing ninth, only picking up 5 points. Kanan Trench finishing tied for 17th, out of the points. Neither of those guys helped themselves, so they're both at the first two spots outside of qualifying position. Dimebag, Joey Fury, and Fergus still holding on to those final three spots. And Super Kuma, with his win, moving into the top 10.
Steve, time out.
Yes. If you say, why are they green, I
Steve,
will throw
we were Steve, there. Steve, time out. Shout-outs to Jerry, 92602.
Oh. That I will pause for.
Thanks, Jerry.
Wait, what were you saying about green, Steve?
God damn it. I love you guys so much. So much.
I feel like love is not the word you wanted to use.
It's the word I wanted to use because I appreciate not getting kicked off of Twitch.
Hey, Cut01 says knee is green because he's Korean. Can you confirm that? Ooh,
that's kind of racist,
Steve. Yeah, I don't like that.
And plus, the other Koreans aren't green. Oh, that's a bad move, Steve. We're going to get kicked off Twitch.
I love you guys
What
so
happened
much.
To the key suggestion? Yeah, Were we supposed to have a color
you
key?
You put a legend on there, bro. What happened?
I legitimately forgot. I apologize. Next week, they will be on there.
I mean, I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Good.
But then again, I always am. How about we talk about some CPT?
Let's do it.
All right. Celtic Throwdown was also a ranking event on the Capcom Pro Tour, and it was your EVO champion taking it from X over not the Frenchman you usually expect to see in Grand Finals, but Akainu. Strong weekend for him. Luffy finishing in third, so Prom X catching fire, his third win in 5 weeks. He is starting to peak at the right time. If we take a look at the European standings, there's just three events left. We know that Phenom, Luffy, and Problem X will all be in that last eight final. Swag Skeletor in very strong position. Akainu moving into qualifying position with his strong performance here. So,
I still, thought those guys were European.
They are European.
Oh, well, then why are they green?
Because everyone hates you, John. Oh. Everyone hates you.
Now, remind us, if you already qualify via what? Does the place go to anyone else if you made it via global? Or
if
no?
If you win,
so if you win the regional event, then the global spot would just go down one, right?
Yes. Well, it doesn't go down one.
Well, you gives there, an extra there, spot.
It gives an extra spot, and that spot goes to the top player not qualified from that region.
Okay. Oh, so from that region.
Yes. So if Problem X wins the regional final, then his spot would go to the highest placing European outside the top 27.
Okay. So
it gets a little complicated, but it'll it will clear up once we get to the final few events. What the fuck?
Why are you guys fucking with Raffles? Are we done with the recap? Not yet, right?
Not even.
Because we have business to attend
not
to
even close.
When it comes to Raffalinos.
Well, let me get through my stuff.
I mean, if you would.
I will. We had a Latin American event. We're going to have a lot of these because they are backloaded. This one was the South American online event, final online event of the season for Latin America. And it was taken by Brolinho, who's taken both of the South American Latin online events this year, taking it over Picaro in the grand final. But that's not the big story this weekend. The big story was the premier event, the Esports Festival Hong Kong 2018. You look at that name up top. That is not a typo. Finally, number one.
Shouldn't it be green?
He's not green.
Fudo, finally. After so long, in the last 3 years since Street Fighter V launched, he has made top eight 17 times and never won. He made grand finals 8 times and never won. He got top three 11 times and never won. Finally, he is a CPT event winner, taking it over NL. Fudo, well deserved. Congratulations to you.
Also, can we give him a clap gift?
No, because I don't have my Premiere up and running, bro. We can clap for him if you'd like.
No.
And this was a tournament where, like, Tokido drowned in pools and a bunch of other crazy things happened at this tournament. Yeah.
Daigo got bopped, at least in winners, by M. Lizard.
Yeah.
It's a big
one. We've got a list of just some of the names that got bopped. You mentioned Tokido not making it out of pools. Let me see. Hong Kong drowned. There we go. Nemo didn't make it to top 16. Punk, another rough weekend for him.
Itazan.
Nope.
That's the running joke that everybody was calling him Smug. Sorry, guys. I tried.
Gosh, you racist. Hey, wait. When you got out of pools, what place were you in?
That was
top 16, I think.
Top 16.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Daigo
actually did drown in pools.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they were like slightly larger pools, I guess, but.
And it was all killer, no filler. So, Mena not making top 32. Itazan, Moke, Tokido not making top 32. This was one hell of a tournament. This was ridiculously deep.
I have a note for you, Steve.
What is that note?
Berlino is no longer sponsored by Flipside Tactics.
Can we get a different Steve?
I think that brings them like totally outside of the FGC at this point, right?
In what way?
I just don't think they have any more players.
Oh, they don't have Alucard, nobody?
No. I think that's their last player.
Wow.
So.
Well, that sucks.
So I apologize for that. I will get that corrected. Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Okay. So
now we know.
Hopefully Berlino finds a new team. He's doing well. He's got a good chance to make at least the Latin America finals.
But yeah, I mean, it's really almost unbelievable that Fudo had never won any CPT event, not even a ranking event, right? Like, he's gotten second at Evo. I think he got third at Evo this year. It was either third or fourth this year. So, I mean, his Evo results have been fantastic. He's gotten top two, what did you say, 7 or 8 times?
Yeah, look at the list.
You almost believe it has to have been some sort of mental block, right? It seems like impossible. So, I mean, for him to finally have won must have really been a huge weight off his shoulders now that he knows, like, okay, I got it out of the way.
You don't think he's
because, you know, every grand final since Evo 2016, he's been like, God, again? Like, can I win this time?
Somebody was calling him
this time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a former Evo champion himself of a very popular game, Street Fighter 4. So it must have been so frustrating to have had a career like this in Street Fighter 5, just so close so many times.
Elon, do we have that clip of his grand finals match versus NL? How about we break this down a little bit, starting already 1v1 on rounds. Do it. I just want to know, did you watch this live by any chance, or are you catching this for the first time?
No, I watched this a little bit, yeah. I mean, it all comes down to the fact that Mika is actually, like, pretty easily playable as a super solid character in Season 3. They've made her anti-air so strong and effective versus a character like Candy that she can actually win with a life lead just by playing defensively. He was doing Wingless Airplane, anti-airs to dive kicks. He was down medium punching cross-ups. Just tons of stuff to keep the life lead while also always having the explosive possibility of coming back with the standard Mika command grab mix-up. So I think she's really strong in Season 3, and I think Fudo, you know, has always been capable of doing this.
And
but
he never got
it
off of Mika, right? He's using her from the beginning of 5?
Yeah, I think he's picked Birdie a couple times in tournaments, and I think he picked him in one match at Esports Festival, but it's been almost 100% Mika.
And, you know, NL also, to his credit, he's put in a ton of work, but clearly it's because he was using Cammy and not because he's all that good.
Right.
It was a tournament where, like, 4 Cammies in the top 16, so it became a discussion again, but I think at point the top players are so consistent that it's hard to really look at character numbers like that.
What do you mean?
Obviously a lot of people play Cammy because she's one of the best characters in the game, but seeing a bunch of Cammies in top 16 over and over again means you're seeing the same guys in top 16 over and over again. It doesn't mean that like 1,000 different Cammies are just happening to reign supreme on the Capcom Pro Tour and they're different every time. It's like, no, like, of course you're gonna see an Ibuki in top 8, Fujimura's at the tournament, that kind of thing.
Well, and was it this tournament where every character in top 8 was different?
It may have been. I don't.
I can pull it up right now. I heard it's like every character was different, and some people had alternates, and it was like a total of 12 different characters in top 8, which was a nice, you know, reprieve from Cammy.com in top 8. Right?
Yeah, and so, I mean, we've seen a lot of different characters winning. As much as people complain about the balance, you know, Bison won Evo, Mika won Esports Festival, Cammy's obviously won tournaments, Minot's obviously won tournaments, but we've seen a decent amount of variety.
Are you going to shoot yourself when Bonchan wins with Sagat?
Well, it'll be interesting.
He wasn't playing much Sagat this time.
Now, he said he isn't playing Sagat right now. He said he will make him his full-time main, but right now he's still worried about qualifying. So, like, he wants to pick Karen and Nash until he's qualified and then start playing more Sagat. I mean, he's pretty... Yeah. I don't know what to say, but if anyone can make it work, it's him. He's been making Nash work, and no one else has even tried. So,
right, and I think that Sagat might be a little better than Nash in terms of that zoning game that Nash kind of tends to want to play. And I mean, it's still a little bit early. And again, if anybody can make it happen, it's Bonchan, right, with these kinds of characters. But I've been playing a lot with Sagat, not as much against him, but having gone back to playing ranked with Nicali and running into Sagats that, you know, sort of know what they're doing, I can see the potential in the character, what it feels like to play against them, and how you can easily get kind of trapped in his, well, his basic zoning game. And I'm like, well, if this is happening against, you know, diamond ranked whoever Sagat, then just imagine what that potential is with Bonchan. So by no means do I write out the character as, or write off the character as not going to be valid. It's going to be interesting once Bonchan continues to, to gain momentum, figure things out. But yeah, I don't do what Mike's doing. Definitely have faith in Sagat, at least for now.
Hey, Ultra David says that he did play Sagat.
Yeah, he's been playing. Like, I think he switched between all three at various points in the last two tournaments.
Yeah.
He notably, you know, he almost beat Tokido the other week, and this week he lost. But I was just referring to a tweet that Bonchan had made saying that, you know, he plans on making Sagat his solo main at some point.
Now, do you think that's sort of pressure, that he's feeling pressure from fans?
It's definitely
probably to some degree. I mean, he's clearly a guy who cares about playing the character he wants to play. Sagat was not close to top tier for the majority of the time he was playing him in Street Fighter 4, and Nash was obviously considered one of the lesser characters in the game for the majority of time Bunchen has even playing him. So he does his own thing. But yes, you're right. I think people would be very sad if Bonchan wasn't playing Sagat, and he's become so synonymous with the character that every time Bonchan doesn't pick Sagat in a match already, people use it to say that the character is unplayable. Just based on the fact that he wasn't picked in a specific match in tournament.
Is it bad that my fondest memory of Bonchan Sagat is in that match versus Ox Valle?
No, it's mine too. Hugo. Yeah, when he gets beat by Hugo. It's
godlike Ultra 2. Anyway. Ultra says XSK Samurai has won a couple Wednesday night fights so far with Sagat. Man, I got to go back and watch those.
He's certainly a really cool character.
That's not even my favorite Sagat memory.
Which one's the other one?
My favorite Sagat memory was like one of the very first 3v3 team tournaments where was it Hugo 101 or it was one of those guys, either Hugo 101 or Online Tony, who just did nothing but Tiger Uppercut. And it was so stupid, but it was so brilliant and it worked. And he almost got the OCV. Iron Fist. It was Iron Fist. And he beat Online Tony. Beat Hugo
Wong. Yeah, that was only like 3 Tiger Uppercuts back then to beat Seth.
he hit like 20 of them in the set. It was ridiculous.
Okay, speaking of Fudo, who we were talking about, we kind of got off on a little rant there on Bonchan and Sagat. But Fudo finally won, and our question of the day was, Steve?
Now that he has a win, who is the best player to not have a win yet? It kind of turned into who's the best player this year. So SRK Stats dropped some knowledge. Their top 10 players in their rankings without a win this year: Nemo, Dogra, Itazan, Smug, Momochi, Oil King, Punk, John Takeuchi, Verloren, and Moke.
Nah.
So those are the correct answers technically, but we don't care about that. Raging Acadian went with Nemo for sure. Rixian started to go with Mago and then doubled back, said Mago won in 2016. So Itazan always makes it into Capcom Cup and puts on good performance without winning an event.
Has he never won a CPT event? That's not possible, right?
I thought he did. Maybe not in the Street Fighter V era.
God, I'm not sure he has, but I mean, maybe he hasn't.
Well, I thought Nemo had won too.
Like, Nemo's definitely won. I'm positive Nemo's won a CPT
event. Not Nemo, but I thought Fudo had won like a ranking event at some point, and he just never did. So it might be one of those things.
I'm pretty sure he designs won a ranking event. But
I'm blocking here. Kick it over, Shankly. Thank you,
John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Ray.
Shankly also went with Itazan, saying, "Capcom, buff Zangief, please."
Okay. So we did some quick research, and y'all were right. Nemo and Itazan have never won CPT actual events.
In the Street Fighter V era, at least.
So I think it's got to be those two, right? Like, I mean.
Well, we had another vote on this, and that was from Event Hubs, who said, "That Velociraptor guy, not Velociraptor."
Wow, Event Hubs. Wow. Well, at least they're impartial.
I would argue that he has won many CPT events, though.
Oh, yeah?
I did win a CPT event in Street Fighter 4.
Which one?
Hypemania in Mexico. And before you say that that's not an achievement...
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, but Mike said it with his face. I had to beat Kino twice, Chris T, and Snake Eyes twice, plus all the Mexican oncomers, so it was a legit win.
How many Mexican oncomers were there?
Like 5 or 6. Thank you, Steve. It was Snake Eyes in his prime, too.
Yeah, I remember one time we had...
watched up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Daryl, if you're listening, John says you're watched up.
But yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I think Fudo is like by far and away number one until now. But yeah, it is crazy, to be honest, that Itazan and Nemo have never won events. And both of those guys are like a little out of their quote-unquote prime, too. So it's going to be interesting.
Wait. You said you had to be Kino twice.
Yeah.
And Snake Eyes twice.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That's not possible.
Yeah, because I beat Snake Eyes in Winners, and then I played Kino and lost in Winners Finals, and then I played Snake Eyes again in Losers Bracket, and then I made it to Grand Finals and
beat Kino that does make twice. Sense, actually.
So you didn't beat Kino twice. You played him twice.
No, well, you beat him twice in Grand Finals.
And then I beat him again. Oh, Steve, what's up, bro?
So you
objection overruled.
And I just beat you in math. Body.
Can we get a destroyed graphic, please?
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see, like, can Nemo come back with G and start winning events? Like, can Itazon make Abigail his own and win an event with him? Will it take Zangief getting buffed in season 4
who gives a for shit Itazon about to days? Win? That character
don't
is,
bring
like,
up
forgotten.
Zangief. Crash.
That character, I mean, yeah, he's real bad. He's a terrible character.
It's a shame, too.
He could be the worst character in the game, to be honest. I think it's, like, really, like, it's, like, not talked about enough how bad that character is, but lowest that's tier? A topic for another day. He's right down there.
Zangief's a cool character. He's just not good in 5, apparently.
Who?
People here, hey, Zangief's my guy. What's a Zangief?
Well, he was great in season 2.
Buff Geef, worse than Fang, Fong.
I think there's a lot of really bad characters.
Now, when T-Hawk gets put in the game, forget about Zangief.
You're still holding on to that hope, huh? Reaching for that rainbow?
Why not? Hey, John, remember that time that we had Snake Eyes on? And I told Steve and John, hey, guys, we're going to keep him on the whole show, so you guys aren't going to be on. At the time we were doing call-ins, and these knuckleheads called in.
Oh, yeah, John was called pseudonyms. In. Pseudonyms, yeah.
Oh, I didn't call in.
Didn't call in. That's
it was,
true.
What was it like? Undercarriage or some shit? What was
that
name?
Mark Underhill guy. I remember.
Yeah,
that,
Mark Underhill. Yeah.
I remember him. I don't remember John.
Oh, we should bring back the call ins. Yeah. There were many moments from the call ins.
We need somebody to screen calls. Maybe we'll get a volunteer to screen.
I don't
calls
trust Elon.
I remember. Yeah, oh, God, I remember our first ever call. But these are topics for a different day.
We had some fucked up calls. Anyway, all right.
Let me piss off you guys. Because
more
we're
than
not
you
done
have.
With the recap.
Oh, there's oh, more recap.
For fuck's sake. All right, shine on, buddy.
We could skip the CPT standings because not a whole lot has changed. But there is one event I did want to mention. Oh,
yeah, I bet you want to skip this.
We have green equals Korean. Really?
Who did that? Was that Elon or was that Efren?
What?
That has to, I don't know. All they're going to get is kicked off
of Twitter.
Oh, no.
That's great. Totally redeem yourself.
Way to go, Alon. You just earned your paycheck, buddy.
Yep.
But there was also Shine, a Smash event.
Oh, we're done with the recap. He was okay. Never mind.
Wow.
All USA top 8. Nice.
The notable result here USA. Was Zane taking it over Hungrybox. So remember back when Melee, you had the 5 gods, you'd pick 4 of them out of a hat, and that's your top 4 winner side. It's looking more and more like that's not the case. I mean, we've had Zane win, we've had Leffen win, we've had Plup win. Do you think that really speaks well for the future of the game? I mean, do you think that was... That's a needed boost, I should say.
It's a big boost for them for sure, which is a big detractor for me. But no, seriously though. Yeah, people are like they really like certain characters winning as opposed to others. I think seeing like a Marth win a major tournament like this was huge for the game after being dominated like for so long by Fox and Jigglypuff at this point. So this is like Marth's first solo major win in a while. You know, you had Mewtwo King playing him a little bit with Sheik, but this was Marth only. And people really liked that. It was a guy outside of the top 6, as Steve said.
He beat HBox twice, and he beat Mango. Who, Steve, were you going to talk about the additional bonus potential that was going on with this tournament?
I completely forgot about that, but thank you for bringing that up. Go for it.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics as far as the social media interaction, but Ninja, the world's most famous streamer right now and best friend of Drake, offered $50,000 if Mango won the tournament. So, because Mango hasn't won a tournament in 2018, at least not like a Smash big deal major. And Mango was actually looking like he was going to get it. He was in Winners Finals, I think, but ended up falling and then losing to Zane, and I think HBox as well, but I'm not certain. Anyways, it was $50,000 on the line because this streamer makes like $500K a month or something like that, and but it didn't happen, so boo-hoo.
Well, that brought up interesting thing because I saw the TO of Shine saying that they should have come forward and rejected the offer before the event because because they were worried that a player may intentionally throw a game in order to get Mango to win because $50,000
in the fighting game community, Steve.
That's 100% too. Yeah, like just hey, you give me 10K of that, and I'll throw the game for you, and then you know you're making more probably than first place got. So
well, it would have been $50,000 as a pot bonus. So probably split amongst the top eight. Yeah. So in that situation, finishing second or third may have been worth more than winning. And preventing that 50K from being added to the pot. So, interesting situation didn't come to pass, but.
It does seem like an end of an era. I mean, it seems like
it's been Jesus and already.
But I mean, like really, truly, you know, Armada lost his like first non-god match in like 5 years. Then this happens. HBox has lost to a bunch of different people after losing to basically no one for a whole year. Mewtwo King won a tournament. That hadn't happened in a while. Just like everyone's been able to win and like it actually goes back and forth. So that's really big for the game.
In what way? In that it's finally happened or in some level now it's an even playing field or in that, no, this means it's dead and nobody cares about it anymore?
Well, I mean, there's been several times where people were like, is this going to kill Smash when Armada versus Hungrybox playing Young Link versus Jigglypuff was happening every other tournament? When HBox was winning everything with Jigglypuff. I mean, it went to the point where Hungrybox hadn't tweeted in like 2.5 weeks going into this tournament. And that's a guy who tweeted every day because he was so sick of getting hated on by the scene.
He's demoralized, yeah. It's
and I think he made his first opponent. Tweet after losing, basically shouting out Zane who won. But yeah, I mean, things were coming to like weird points. And I think the game has gotten more exciting for the viewers.
Let me tell
whatever that means, and for whatever I mean, I wish Hungrybox would keep winning, but that's me.
Yeah, that was actually pretty hype when he won that one time.
Anyway, the latest Smash game I'm really excited about. I'm gonna play Simon Belmont. I'm gonna play Snake, and I think I'm also gonna play. I don't know who else is in that game. Everybody.
King K. Rool.
Everyone.
I don't know about King K. Rool. I'll let you play King K. Rool.
I like King K. Rool.
I'll play Donkey Kong or something.
All right.
We're not talking about Smash Ultimate, I don't think, right?
No, we're not. Steve has here, from last week, Japan versus Saudi Arabia event.
Yeah, this was something we didn't get a chance to touch on last week. But the two major government esports organizations in Japan and Saudi Arabia came together. They announced a pair of tournaments, home and home format. It's unclear whether they will be two separate events or one combined event in each that has two stages. But it will have a prize pool of 30 million yen, which is over $250,000. And they have announced three games so far. Two of them are fighters, Tekken 7 and Street Fighter 5. The third one, Pro PES Soccer, also known as Winning 11. And as I said, more games may be added down the line. But pretty interesting to see the government of Saudi Arabia getting involved and trying to present themselves, put the best foot forward when it comes to the image of the country.
Your boy's about to get his clap gifts back. I'm working on it. Sorry, I'm not talking.
That's okay.
It's okay. You're just the host.
You're doing great work for the show.
I'm trying to get the clap gifts going. All right, buddy.
And they're about to be all up in here. Wait for it.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool about that tournament there between Japan and Saudi Arabia. Do you know that Bandai Namco told Body Count Fighting to stop running Tekken 7 or Dragon Ball FighterZ for now? and you were like, good, I fucking hate Machinima.
I definitely did not say that.
I fucking hate those guys.
You're right, I said that.
It's a long time coming, and they should ban them from the internet as well.
Yeah, they should.
Direct quote, Mike. Steve, would you like to?
That's the end. I mean, that's the end of the news story as far as I'm concerned.
And they're like, we'll do that, Mike.
Yeah, this happened, I believe, on Wednesday or Thursday after the show. In a tweet that they deleted later that day, Body Count Fighting came out and said, quote, we've been asked by the publisher to cancel all upcoming DBFZ and Tekken 7 tournaments and events until a formal agreement has been reached to use the IP. We're working hard at this and hope to return to our grassroots programming ASAP. Thank you for your patience. Again, they made this tweet and then they deleted it later that day. And since then,
I think the use of the word grassroots is strange, but mm-hmm. keep going.
But since then, they have, even though they deleted the tweet, they've only been tweeting about Street Fighter V over the last few days. So they've been tweeting out a couple players streaming, it's a tough situation. You know, Bamco has the right to do this. I don't know if it's necessarily in their best interest, but they have the option to do this, at least as far as the law is concerned right now. So
you know, but that does bring up the topic of like, who gets a pass, who doesn't? I've rarely heard of a traditional fighting game tournament getting banned.
I'm guessing it has something to do with the fact that Machinima is behind it and they feel like they can make this agreement come to light. I mean, like
they're not going
to
screw the little guy, but hey, you guys are backed by a major company.
That's just a guess. I mean, that's what I get out of it. It's either way strange, and I don't know if it helps Body Count Fighting's negotiating to have aired that grievance publicly, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, if things don't go well, I mean, you've built up three title pictures, and all of a sudden your next event you've only got Street Fighter.
Yeah, it looks
you
like
gotta say something crappy about that.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, certainly.
So we'll see how that goes going forward.
This one, this next bit of news really broke my heart, guys. So Cal Regions, why are you laughing, dude? Canceled two tournaments that were scheduled to be a part of the festivities. Splatoon and Melee. Moment of silence.
It does seem a little strange they canceled that, because like obviously they'll refund players for the venue, but like it'll suck for people who like had bothered to register for the tournament and like make travel plans and do that if that was the only game they were going for. Which, I mean, honestly, if you're playing Splatoon, that probably there's a solid chance that would be the only game you were going for.
So would you go to, I mean, maybe you go to SCR and you like fly to SoCal to do that? I mean,
I'm doubting it's a large proportion of people who were like really adversely affected by this. Obviously, well, that's probably why they canceled it, because like, a small amount of.
B stepped in the chat numbers. Is implying that this is a hilarious troll, that Alex Valle is pulling a prank on the Melee. He does it, the Melee community does it every year. He likes to cancel.
I'm guessing it was very few amount of people that signed up, but I mean, it sucks for those guys, but whatever.
I wonder though, there's got to be a scene for Splatoon, and I think there's people who play Melee too. Why wouldn't they go to an event like SCR?
If you're going.
Well, Knucklehead. You're really funny, John. I've talked about this
before. Yeah, if you're a Smash-focused player, there are so many Smash-centric events out there to choose from that, you know, SCR is just one of many. Evo is just one of many. You know, and if all you care about is Smash, then you may be better served, in your mind at least, going to an event that has more going on in, you know, that Smash focused. So, and as for Splatoon, you know, it's tough to get that crossover from another scene, because there's not, I mean, the people who play Splatoon love Splatoon, but how many of those would necessarily go to a fighting game tournament to play it? I don't know.
You know, if you had held a tournament,
maybe we'd find that out.
We're pretty disappointed that you haven't. Yeah, well, I don't know why that hasn't happened yet.
Hey, did you just delete his message? Guys, there is some business on tape. We have plenty of show left here. You promised the people Chun costumes if an Abigail May top 8 at a premiere event.
It did finally happen, and I kind of looked back at what I said, and there's an unfortunate side effect, which is you can't actually just gift people Chun-Li costumes.
So we're going to cancel
it. So the question... No. The question is what I'm going to do. Like, do people really just want me to send them, like, $4 or whatever it is to buy the Chun costume?
Because you can, like, go into the game.
Is there a better option?
Individual costume.
You can buy a costume pack or something like that. Or no, you can't gift at all. Yeah. So, like,
you have to go in there with fight money and buy the individual costume.
Yes.
So you're going to have to do some math, figure out how much that fight money equates to in human bucks, and then send somebody that amount of money.
I think people just want me to send them, okay, money order, $5, send them $4.
Be a man of your word.
Beer pizza. Emoji. Okay. A P. Terry sticker. I'd take that.
I have it. You can't have it. Check out my P. Terry sticker.
I love Elon. P. Terry's.
Aquí. P. Terry's.
P. Terry's.
Burger stand. And then there's a little cami down here.
But yeah, so I guess that's what people want. So yeah, sure. I guess, should we do it today?
We should do one. Let's do two today and two next week.
Two today and two next week. All
Wait,
right.
I want to have the stipulation that if you win the Chun costume, you need to take a selfie with the Chun costume on your screen behind you so that we can see it and appreciate
yeah.
it.
Okay, yeah, you need to buy a Chun costume.
Also, I would like to request that I get unpermanently banned from the chat before we continue.
Now, time out. You're going to send them the $4 or whatever it costs.
Whatever it costs.
And then they need to then follow through, pay for it, send us a picture, we'll put it on the show.
But they need to show me their best Chun costume while best Chun-Li combo while doing a selfie.
So they have to perform a combo and take a selfie at the same time?
Preferably.
Can they record it in the training room?
That their best combo while taking a selfie can be like a bad. It can just be now you can be sweep, whatever you want it to be.
That's by definition not a combo.
Well, you know what? For me it is. Jump heavy kick into sweep.
The combo is that I'm pressing a button and taking a picture. All right. But what if they don't do it?
Then I'm really sad. Like I don't know. Like then we're all really sad.
Chun costume until they do it.
All right, well, OG Geek 2016 says, so what if I accidentally buy a pizza slice? Then you send bucks? Come on now.
Then use four of your own dollars to accidentally buy a Chun-Li costume afterwards.
That makes sense to me. That's logic. Okay, so.
You'll be permanently banned from all future Chun-Li raffle costumes.
Can you do that, Elon? Can you ban somebody from
them from future Chun-Li raffles if they don't take that selfie.
Lay down the law. Please speak to the people, Elon.
Whatever they said.
Thanks. So there you go. That's the rule. We'll do two raffles today. Two raffles today. If you win, I will send you the PSN funds for a Chun or a PayPal funds, however we do it, for a Chun-Li costume, and then you take a selfie of yourself doing a combo with Chun-Li in your new costume. There you go.
All right. Bam. So are we going to start this raffle
We'll do four. One for each person.
And I'm just going to remind Donka, John, Steve, and myself, resist the urge, especially you, Steve, to enter the motherfucking raffle.
Again, if you use an old Chun-Li costume you bought, then you're rude. Like, I don't like that. And we'll be sad. So there you go.
Yeah, you have to take a picture of yourself with holding up a
We could go even further and we can choose the costume for them. Like, you have to buy the ugly pajama Chun-Li.
Or we get the chat to choose.
Oh, my God.
You still have Zoidberg. Exclamation point waffle will not enter you into the raffle.
Oh, no. Alon timed me out so I couldn't enter the raffle.
You know, Elon entered exclamation raffle immediately after he opened it.
Elon, like, you did not.
I really want those Chun-Li costumes.
You son of a bitch.
And if I win, it's over.
All right. We'll come back to this. So we'll be doing this at least for two this week and next week?
Yeah, two this week, two next week is what Steve decided. Two this week, two next week. What he says.
Okay. So moving back on to the next topic here. Sakurai, y'all heard of him? He makes Smash games. He says, the final Smash meter is probably better for casual play. Let me read this quote for you here in my best news voice.
You can also opt to use a final smash meter that fills up while you fight, in parentheses, although it is turned off by default. Most fighting games include some sort of meter that fills up and lets you unleash a super special move or ultimate combo, so the FS meter will stimulate that feeling. Battles get even wilder than usual, so it might be better suited to casual play. F that, dude. You're putting in super meter? You're putting in a critical art?
I wish they would balance them, but from what we've seen, they're not fair.
I don't give a shit.
It's just a balance race to that, and then you win, those. Yeah.
Like, but why can't...
Imagine if all the supers that you got in Street Fighter were, like, plus on block and hit the entire screen and killed them if they hit.
I mean, and that's, some of them all are of them just, do like, that. You can't avoid.
Yeah. Like, most supers in fighting games, you know, like, generally, a super in a fighting game is either, like, some sort of invincible move that you die for if it gets blocked, or some sort of cool trap move that's not completely broken. You know, it's rare that it's a giant move that kills you and also is safe, which a lot of the final smashes are. So, but yes, I agree, it's lame. I hope they try it at least, but they won't.
Yeah, my fear is that this quote will undercut even the idea that you can play them in competitive play. I'd like to see it. You know, I would like Ultimate to look a little different than some of the other Smash games, not just be Smash with a few new characters and a fresh coat of paint. You know, let these different games be different games. If a Smash meter works and is relatively balanced, let it rock.
Hey, Steve, have you ever filled
chat? What's your favorite meter? Item in Smash?
Just what just were you asking it. Me?
Steve, I asked you, have you ever filled your Smash meter?
My Smash meter has gone unfilled for a while.
Have you ever drained your Smash meter?
It's sitting at zero. It's been at zero for...
All right, so about these favorite items, Pokeballs.
Mostly Pokeballs.
I think
everyone used to play, like, Pokeball on, you know, high items.
Star
Smash 64.
DK Hammer, Death Scythe, Kirby's Warp Star.
My favorite item is the bumper from Smash 64.
No, fuck that thing.
No.
Nobody likes that.
I love the bumper.
No, man.
Objectively wrong.
You can, like, put the bumper on the corner and then they can't get back. It's
fun. You
can
put the bumper up your ass, dude. Nobody wants to play with that fucking item. All right. Hey, guys, Equinox signs Joey Fury. Steve?
Oh, good.
Yeah. They announced this with arguably the greatest player announced video of all time. But Joey Fury now has a new team. He was on Circa, but that folded after Evo. So he is now on Equinox. And the thing to note with this is Equinox also has Dimebag on their squad. Dimebag and Joey Fury are two of the final three people in the Tekken World Tour Finals field as of right now. So it may come down to a potential team kill situation if that remains the case going forward, because as that race tightens at the end of the year. So, but congratulations to him. He will be at Summer Jam for his first event under the Equinox banner. So be interesting to see how he performs.
Hey, y'all want to pick a winner for them Chun costumes?
Okay. I'll do it.
I mean, we don't have to, Steve. Jeez.
I think someone should. I'm like 1,000 miles away from you guys, so I can't do it.
I did it.
Who won?
Ghetto Afro.
Ghetto Afro won the first Chun-Li costume.
Congratulations.
Contact. Well, someone tell me to contact.
Probably me. I can be. DM me. On or whisper me on Twitch, and I can get you in contact.
Hey,
with
Steve, are you gonna whisper for us again?
There's a really high bar now for receiving a gift from Best of Five after that great video we received last time for winning the giveaway. So make your selfie count.
And more importantly, let this put to rest that you have to sub to win a raffle on Best of Five.
It's true.
Because Ghetto Afro has not subbed. even though he just got something for free from us.
We should probably shame him until he's
Yeah, we should shame him.
That was what I was doing.
But he does follow the channel, which a couple of people have not been doing who have entered this, so...
Are you serious? We have people that entered this raffle and don't follow the channel?
Yeah. It's like it's almost like clicking a follow button's too hard.
You know what? That makes Ghetto Afro look like a saint by comparison.
He is a saint.
Thank you, Ghetto Afro.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fill on. Confused. All right. I guess before we move on, should we open up the raffle box uno más time?
Just do it at the end.
Bro, set the expectation.
Everyone's going to leave if we do it now.
No, I'm opening it, and then we'll pick a winner at the end.
Oh, smart.
Y'all don't know how to run a show, man. Come on. Listen to this man.
All right. Raffle number two, second Chun-Li costume, go.
Ghetto Afro, you are not eligible for winning. All right. Next bit of news. We said he looked a little bit like Doctor Strange meets Jafar. Some people say he looks more like Shang Tsung meets Doctor Strange. Regardless, the dude can...
He looks like Lobo.
A little bit like Lobo. He can make pretty little swords. Soulful edges. Appear at will. Kind of like that one dude from that Injustice game. What was his name? He was also in the
Lobo.
Justice League movie.
Lobo.
Nombre, bro. No. He was in the Wonder Woman movie. What fuck's his name? Milan, you would know this
shit. Oh, Batman!
No! The dude that can make swords appear.
Jackal?
Somebody help me out.
The Dark Knight.
Ares. Thank you, Captain Yellow. Effing Ares. For crying out loud.
Although, now that you mention it, he does kind of look like a little bit of a Ra's al Ghul.
He's got a little bit of that. The point is, it's an uninspired design. but he's a new character, and that's real neat. What, Steve? What
Steve you angry. Got? Why is Steve angry?
Steve will look like Steve want to smash.
Ghetto Afro is abandoning his gift.
Why?
Why is he?
He's not a subscriber. He can't win.
He actually don't sport. Need it.
So remember when we said Ghetto Afro looked like a saint? He doesn't look like a saint.
He don't need it. Okay. So
what happened?
Out of the
gift. What happened? I actually don't need it. Y'all can win gift.
Two at the end. We'll do two at the end.
Okay, we'll do two at the end. Thank you, Ghetto Afro, for being
Ghetto
honest.
Ghetto Afro now follows. Oh, he already did.
About the fact that you already owned every Chun-Li costume.
Ghetto Afro, I don't understand. I have so many questions. I'm just happy I won. Well, well that's good.
Oh, man.
God damn it. I don't play Chun. This is not the point.
His Chun-Li costume is the friends he made along the way.
He says, I don't play Chun, I play Laura. Dang. Yeah,
well, I'm not buying a Laura costume. That's not what I promised. Sorry.
All right. We'll pick two winners at the end. So re-enter for a chance to win. Okay. Anybody want to say anything about Aswell?
No.
He looks badass.
You like him?
I like him. I mean, facially, he looks kind of like... I don't know. He reminds me of the kind of guy you'd see at a comic book store, and I know that's terrible to say for all the comic book fans out there, but he just... I see him, and I think this guy is going to tell me all about the different Iron Mans and why they're doing them wrong right now.
Well, yeah.
But as a character, he just looks cool, you know, the different sword gimmick and how they power up every time they use them. Looks like that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you might as well pick him when he comes out. His name is Aswell. Y'all want to do a block grab?
Let's do a block grab.
Oh, I did it early.
Block grab. All right, Steve, you want me to set it up?
I can set it up.
All right, go for it.
All right, so with the announcement of Aswell, this gives a lot of credence to a leak that has been kind of floating around for the last couple months. It included a list of 10 characters that were supposed to be included in Soul Calibur 6. One of them was Aswell. He was a new character. And whoever leaked it said, if Aswell's there, then you know my list isn't BS. And he is there. So if that's true, then we can expect Cervantes, Huang, Lizard Man, and Raphael in the game. Also said that there will be at least one DLC slot for a guest character.
Negan.
Ooh, Negan.
I mean, anything is possible right now.
Well, wonderfully sets up our block grab, wherein we will decide block or grab on this guest character. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Block or grab on Conan the Barbarian, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, not the new one.
Wait, so it is an Arnold voices him?
Yes.
That's the easy grab. This is probably the coolest character ever in a fighting game, if they put Conan in. And Soul Calibur DLC characters are interesting because like, it's like more straightforward for them to use a weapon than for other games, right? Like, a lot of cool characters in history use weapons, and very few characters in most fighting games use weapons. They kind of have to base them around them if they do. So, okay. I mean, yeah, duh, Conan. It's a great idea. Who came up with that idea?
You son of a gun. Conan the Barbarian, as played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, not as... Who was in the remake? Was it Khal Drogo, or was it... Who the fuck was it? Who played him?
I don't know.
Conan the Librarian.
Conan the Librarian. That's not... Yeah, it was Jason Momoa, right? All right, anyway.
Was it?
That's a grab. I don't fucking know. Steve, block a grab on it?
You know what? I actually have more attachment to the cartoon show Conan the Adventurer than I do to Conan the Barbarian.
You shouldn't have admitted that. That's weird.
I just remember the girl who said, Shuriken's return. I thought that was the coolest thing. So if your only offer is Conan as voiced by the Governator, I got a block. I'm sorry.
Yo, we're taking applicants.
If you want to be the new co-panelist on Best of Five after the raffle right now.
Yeah. We'll actually just raffle Steve's spot away.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Y'all, I love you so much. I love all of you so much.
John, block or grab on Conan the Barbarian as played and voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Governator?
Grab.
That's good. That's a good stare down. Elon, block or grab? Conan the Barbarian as played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I love that the chat just filled up with raffle, too. They're all like, Steve, defending Steve all the time when we give him shit, but also...
Elon, what you got, bro?
Well, the last Conan-related game was kind of ass, so block.
It's not the Conan game. It's Conan as done the OG, original Arnold Schwarzenegger, Conan the... I almost said librarian. Barbarian. That's what we're talking about. Not the Explorer, not whatever crappy video game. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Conan the Barbarian. Elon, you have a chance to redeem yourself. What do you say?
Well, look, judging by past video games, since this is a video game, it's not going to be great.
We're also looking for a new technical director for the show.
If you could set the raffle up for your replacement, Elon, please do that.
Yeah, good luck picking somebody for that raffle, jerks.
All right, moving on.
Elon has job security. Moving on to the next character as a guest DLC for Soul Calibur 6. Duncan MacLeod. Do you know who that is?
No, I didn't. Oh, that's from Highlander, right?
You just Googled it!
Yeah, no, but now I just Googled it, and now that I've seen it, I remember, of course, I've seen Highlander.
And I have to...
There can only be one. Add, yeah.
Well, when he has intro music, and it's done by Queen.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes! That is the only way I will grab it, because Princes of the Universe would be an amazing, amazing stage song.
That would be another grab. Yeah, this is good. You're going right down my alley here.
Okay, is this
Christopher Lambert?
Is it Christopher Lambert or the dude from the show?
Let's go.
And he's got a Raiden alternate. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Welcome.
In Soul Calibur.
Easy grab.
We're going for the Christopher Lambert one. So yeah. We got. You're
grab,
on
yeah,
him?
Grab.
Grabbing on him?
Grab.
I would grab on Chris.
That would be
Lambert
probably the hypest intro video for a character ever.
And you cut your head off at the end, and then electricity comes out. Elon, redeem yourself.
Well, licensing the song is going to be too expensive, so block.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
What a jerk.
You and your realism.
All right, next up, Blocker Graham. Somebody actually brought this one up in the chat, but I promise it was already on here. Xena, Warrior Princess.
Now, I feel like Xena was in... I feel like I remember playing a fighting game with Xena in, on it, on, like, the N64 or something like that. It was like, literally, like, the Xena Warrior Princess game. Maybe it wasn't a fighting game.
It was a fighting game.
It was Xena
Warrior Princess, the Talisman of Fate.
Okay, because I've played totally... that game.
And?
Yeah, it's a cool game. Xena would be cool for sure, and I think that'd be like a tight character. I think she'd fit right in too to Soul Calibur. I think it would make perfect sense. So, and now they've already not that guest characters in fighting games matter. You know, you've got like TV characters in Noctis and Tekken, so they don't care about any sort of continuity at this point. But I think Xena would fit well in the world. These are all good choices. If you pick any sort of 80s, 90s thing, I'm gonna pick it. So.
Do you think that, like, we grew up with Xena, right? Like, it was on and stuff, but that ended, and then...
This wouldn't be as popular.
And Conan don't have... Like, they were in that same boat, but I feel like people know those characters more than they know Xena. Like,
yeah, they do.
Okay, from this point of view, if they drop a Xena trailer, some of us would be like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous, and I think I'm hype about it. But a lot of people would be like, who?
I wouldn't pick Xena over Highlander.
Right.
But I would take Xena...
Well, what if it was a package deal with Xena and Kevin Sorbo Hercules?
Yes.
Kevin Sorbo Hercules is a
grab no matter what.
And they fight in
And music? If he has an alternate, as the Disney version, as an alternate costume, that'd be great too.
All right. Mortal Kombat X basically had Master Blaster from Mad Max in it. Like, they've been reaching for these ideas already. Like, Ferator is blatantly Blaster Master, so... Or Master Blaster. Right,
we should go down the list though and block and grab Xena.
Grab.
I'm going to, just because I don't want to grab all of them, I'm gonna block this one.
Elon.
Lucy Lawless did a great job on Spartacus, so I'll grab.
Okay. Alright, there you go. That's a sensible answer. Moving on. Let me just show the shirt I got on here real quick. A character from Star Wars. You guys wrote down Yoda, Vader, or any Star Wars character.
Well, that's important. I mean, like, there are Star Wars characters I would grab, and there are Star Wars characters I would block.
There is only one right answer to this, and it's what I also included in the chat. And the answer is, let Star Wars die, with the exception of Darth Maul. Darth Maul's fine. Anybody else, block.
Young Anakin would have been an acceptable answer as well. Young Anakin, Darth Maul.
Wait, like Pod Racer Anakin?
Yeah, Pod Racer Anakin.
Where he's so short that it's a hitbox problem.
Yes, who does
Yoda?
He fight against in the pods? Sebulba would be fine. Any of those characters from the original movie would be all right.
Dude, I want a Boss Nass is actually who would be a good
one. Guy didn't do anything, though. You know, he kind of just sits there, John. He's not a fighter.
He's a racist stereotype character. Wow. We are literally going to get canceled by Twitch.
So, block or grab on Mace Windu?
Block.
Sam Jackson?
A terrible character,
dude.
It's Samuel L. Jackson. I cannot
Django
block Samuel
Fett.
He doesn't have
Crap.
Like he's got guns.
Block.
Sarlacc pit.
I don't even know who that is.
That's that thing that they
it's
throw.
It's a pit in the ground that eats Boba Fett. Spoilers.
Grab.
And its only move is it grabs you with its tongue.
John Paul's an obvious pit. Grab. John, block or grab on Mace Windu, please.
Block.
Elon.
Hella block.
All right.
What do you think, Efren? You Star Wars nerd?
I would grab on Darth Maul. I'd grab on Mace Windu. I'd grab on... No, Yoda sucked. I thought he's too small.
What about old Obi-Wan?
Old Obi-Wan? Did you see him in
I'll
Rebels?
Take Qui-Gon Jinn.
His special move is he turns his lightsaber off and lets you kill him.
Bro, he becomes stronger than you can imagine. But
then he can talk shit.
I actually have ranked these Star Wars movies in case you need that ranking list.
Oh, God.
All right, next character.
All right. Let's
No. I want to hear the ranking list.
All right. One.
Is.
Number one. Two. Three, four, five, six. They literally got worse as time went on.
You know, there's a 7 and an 8 now, by the way.
I don't even watch them. Why would you? I don't know what's funny.
Oh my god.
Moving on to the next character that could be a DLC fun character to add to the game. It's a guest character from a separate franchise or medium. Would be the Mountain
from Game of Thrones.
I've never seen Game of Thrones, so I don't know.
The Mountain is the biggest, no, baddest the spider would have on the been land. No, nah, bro, the Mountain. There's that
undead
one scene.
Or alive.
There's that one. Alive. Well, that scene. Just based on that scene alone, he deserves
also,
to be.
Also, are we spoiling Game of Thrones right now?
Hey, guys, put a number one in the chat if you don't mind it being spoiled.
It's been like 4 years since the Mountain was killed by the Viper, and then he also killed the Viper by smashing his head after you thought he was already dead. But then he comes back later as a zombie.
So,
see, I haven't watched the show either, so I have no idea.
I don't really care, to be
not.
Honest.
Gotcha.
That was a sick-ass scene, though. Y'all should watch that show.
Yeah.
No, Brienne of Tarth could be interesting, but I'm saying the Mountain. Block or grab on the Mountain. What is he?
Okay, I will Google him right now. Go to someone else.
You know the strongest dude on the planet, Thor or something?
The Mountain.
Actor. Type in the actor just so you can see who he is. He's
the
like
Hound
the biggest
been
fucking dude. Nah, bro. Why
but
you whinging?
Hodor would have been
I've
the
seen
best.
Bigger.
That dude. That fucking guy. You've seen him bigger. He's like the biggest dude on the planet. Look at him holding that sword.
He would overlap poorly with the Highlander, who already has a claymore. I would way rather have the Highlander than Hofbr or Julius Bjornsson.
Half Thor.
Bjornsson's a great name, though. Bjorn. That's like Santa.
Yes, please don't believe they changed the Mountain like 3 times, but we're talking about Half Thor. Steve, block or grab on Half Thor?
I think there's a bunch of characters in that show that would work. You know, not just because
Jamie
weapons,
Lannister.
but just because of the setting, it just feels like a natural fit for this game. But if we're talking about what makes Steve happy, I want Tyrion Lannister. I want to play as Peter Dinklage.
That'd be fun.
So I will grab Peter Dinklage. I will block anyone not named Peter Dinklage.
Technically, he did have that one fight scene where he acts. He had an axe, and he axed some dude's head off, I think. John, block or grab? On Tyrion Lannister, we're switching halfway through. It's no longer the Mountain.
Tyrion? That would be horrible for hitboxes, but it would be great. He could have, like, the Elmo's fire, the green stuff, you know, from the end of season 2, where they surprise everybody and send them.
All right, so end of block, grab, final question. Of all those characters...
Elon hasn't blocked or grabbed.
No, block or grab on
Wait,
Game of Thrones.
Isn't the dude who played the Mountain now the new colonel? For KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a block That's on hilarious. That. And Peter Dinklage was the voiceover for the first Ghost in Destiny.
And
so
he phoned it in.
He did phone it in, but then they replaced him, which was kind of sad. So I'll block because of that.
All right, which one of these characters are you grabbing if you only get one? I'm taking, what's his name? Duncan.
The guy that you had to Google?
I've seen the island. I just didn't remember the name. It's been a while.
I'll go with the Mountain. He's badass. But he also has an alternate zombie one. Don't roll your eyes at me, John.
I'm rolling my eyes because I also included Inigo Montoya on this list, and you guys didn't put him in a block rep.
I didn't create this final list. That was all Steve. You can blame Steve.
Blame
He's being
me.
Replaced, by the way. So I'm not even playing him for long.
If this is just for me, I would go Xena. If this was for actually selling units and making people happy, I would go Game of Thrones.
A lot of people are saying grab on Inigo Montoya.
Yeah, they are, because it's a great pick.
I don't really like that movie, I'm going to be honest, but...
You know what I did on Sunday while people were watching finals? I was in my hotel room and Princess Bride was on and I watched all of it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so that was block grab.
That was block grab.
Wait, I don't get a say in this?
Who's your character?
Elon has not yet picked audience chat. Stop asking us to move on because we haven't heard from Elon yet.
Yeah, I would block all of them and I would grab on Jet Li's character from The Hero.
I would pick a Jet Li character. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Does he have? He has a weapon in that, right? Because I mean, you have to have.
He fights in all of them, so he'd be the charade character. He'd be like the Mokujin of Soul Calibur.
Well, you have to have a weapon, right?
Well, Heihachi had like arm braces.
Oh, yeah.
In PS2.
Yeah, but Jet Li's character from Hero knows every weapon ever.
Yo, OG Geek 2016 says, though, that if the Mountain as the Colonel from Kentucky Fried Chicken was in the game, that'd be an
and
Instagram.
He throws chicken legs at you.
Yeah.
I think we already literally did a block sauce, grab on sauce. Fast food mascots as fighting game characters. Like, that actually happened at one point.
I think we did.
All right.
I think we did.
Moving on, we do have one last bit of news that Steve has been kind enough to highlight for me. Panda Global is making a top 50 for Dragon Ball FighterZ, and somehow Danka has been, you've been nominated.
He's no, I'm not on it.
But didn't they reach out to you to ask you about it, I guess?
No, I was just there just to talk about, like, who would be on it. I'm definitely not on it.
You ought to be, bro. In my heart, you're in it.
I disagree. I'll be open with the fact that I disagree with the way they do it. But
okay, well, first of all, somebody set up what it is, and then tell us why you disagree.
I shouldn't be on it either way, so that's not why I disagree. But
I should be on it. I'm mad.
No, I can't. I'm not going to discuss what they do, but, like, it's good. I think, like, people like rankings. I think it's been a topic of discussion. You know, like, Event Hubs used to do it for Marvel, I remember. People, whether love or hate, talk about it a lot. And it's a huge deal in the Smash community, which is what PGR is famous for kind of doing their rankings for. So I'm not against it at all. And I think it's cool. And I think it gives you a little blurb into some of these players and where they're from. And that's good news.
Sure. It says, announcing the PGRZ.
They've already done like 30 through 50.
Player in the world via the PGR mathematical algorithm. Covering tournaments from the game's release to EVO 2018, the list begins on Monday, August 27th. That was yesterday.
Yeah, they've gone. I think they've gone up to 30. So
yep, and they released a couple days ago. They released 10 players who just missed the top 50. Yesterday was 50 through 41, and earlier today they announced 40 through 31. So you've got guys like Beyond Toxin at 31, Grover at 32, Lost Soul is 36, Kindevu's 42, Punk is 45, Teemo's 47, Momochi's at 49. So, and then Zero Q out of Germany, one of the top European players, as well as Shanks, both of those guys outside the top 50.
Cool.
It's one of those games where right now it's like it's kind of interesting to see because like the same literal like 5 to 10 guys make top 8 nearly every single time and almost with no variation outside of within that top group. So it kind of gives a little insight onto the people who aren't necessarily on the Sunday streams all the time and how they're doing. So,
guys, we have some Chun costumes to give away. And then we're going to wrap up.
We have two because Ghetto Afro graciously declined his Chun costume.
De-gifted it. He's like, yeah, I entered the raffle and I knew exactly what the prize was. I don't actually want it.
He can forever remember that he did get picked by the random Twitch algorithm. So congratulations.
Used up your luck on something you didn't want. Now it's going to come back and bite you.
That's not how this works, but all right.
It's a memory that will last forever, and he'll forever be grateful to Best of Five for it.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I speak for him. But I do have a new winner. It is Tensun36.
Tensung or Tensun?
Tensun, like the sun in the sky.
Okay, Tensun36. You've won a Chun-Li costume.
I keep forgetting I can just announce it in the chat like this.
If you whisper Steve, we'll talk to you about how we're going to give you said money, and then you are going to fulfill your end of the bargain that you signed up for by pressing exclamation point raffle, which was to take a picture of you with your new Chun costume.
Okay, and we have one Whisper more winner. Steve.
Who is our second winner, Elon?
It is Deltron.
Deltron.
What? John's not happy. John.
Look, for full disclosure,
did Deltron win last time and he has no PS4? God damn it, stop entering the raffle, man.
People just love winning.
Wait. Does Deltron have Steam?
If he has Steam, we could probably give him a Steam Chun-Li costume. I don't see why it would be any different.
Hey, Sleepy Master is really ruining the fun here. He's saying they're giving you $4, dude.
I'm gonna be completely honest.
We're giving them a Chun-Li costume.
Well, you know, never mind. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say, Danka?
I would have won the $4 and then bought something else with it and taken a selfie with it. But there you go. That's me.
$4 like at Mickey D's.
And at
like,
least pretend.
But then I would have like cleverly had the Chun-Li costume in the background where you couldn't see it. Like
you
barely
could see it.
Drawn
it like crudely on a piece of paper and taped it to your monitor and just like, and then be eating McDonald's at the same time. That's the answer. You guys are stupid for not just taking the
money.
So
are we giving
also,
it to him on Steam Wallet?
Deltron, what's the word? You want this thing or what?
Or are you re-gifting?
If not, I already have a new person picked out. So
Reroll. Okay, reroll. He said reroll.
Okay. All right, so the new winner is JG underscore Velociraptor. No, I'm kidding. Yes.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm so happy.
You son of a gun.
Wait, so is this raffle for the Chun-Li costume or for Steve's spot on the show?
It's for John's spot. He already vacated it.
Okay, yeah. We need another raffle for John's spot.
It was LaserDude17.
LaserDude!
What's up, dee pew pew? LaserDude17. LaserDude,
you're a new panelist on Best of Five.
You need to know how to make graphics and...
pretty much do all the background work of the show.
yeah,
you're going to be taking over a lot, buddy.
You write the show, you keep us on track, you make the graphics... you're an all-around nice guy.
You have to move into the void.
You do the social media. You do the tweets. You make our weekly Google Docs. And you're a generally nice guy.
Has LaserDude spoken?
Generally. LaserDude said, that's me. It is.
Okay, so LaserDude's won.
So, and Tensun has whispered me. So I think we have two winners. Also, we did a little... secret giveaway. Well, not really secret. I added it on as a note for our audio podcast because we are on SoundCloud and iTunes, and they've often been left out in when we do contests like this.
So I
did hold back one costume to give away for anyone who tweeted out.
John's back. Do I have a chance of winning it?
No. Anyone who tweeted out hashtag gimme Sakura was entered in the drawing. And I don't know if y'all just skipping the intro or what, but we have one entrant and therefore one winner. So congratulations to that dude, Juan. You are, by default,
you won.
Winner of the Sakura nostalgia costume.
I'm disappointed in you, Mike.
And also the most dedicated fan of Best of Five.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Juan.
Apparently.
Thank you, Juan.
That was one in a million.
I think that I left it.
So anyway, way to go, Juan. Juanelo, not to be confused with John Velociraptor Grado. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
I think I saw the... Well, never mind. Let's go.
All right. Time's up. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll pick a winner... once the stream chat's over, of who's going to take John and Steve's place and Elon's place. Should be fun. Elon, I need you to stick around to find your replacement, and then you can go. Bye, guys.